I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, or it is Tuesday. That's right. February 21st, 2017. And let me start off by saying that Brenda Buttner, the host of Bulls and Bears on Fox News Channel's Business Block, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. To 10:30, a show I appeared on, I'm going to guess, 40 to 50 times throughout the years. Brenda fought a battle upon battle. I believe somewhere in late 2015, had cancer. It spread throughout 2016. We would email back and forth. She was always complimenting report that I would put out. While I was always asking how she's doing, she was more interested in giving me a compliment. She graduated from Harvard University, a Rhodes Scholar from Oxford University in England. And may I say, before Fox, she was at CNBC, host of something called The Money Club, and also Washington correspondent. She received numerous awards for her work, including a Cable Ace Award and a National Clarion Award. She was an absolute sweetheart. In one of my last shows on Bulls and Bears, this is the truth. The night before, my flight was delayed, and I got in to New York City at 5 in the morning and hardly got any sleep. We were taping Bulls and Bears. And luckily, we were taping because when it came to me, and you've guys seen me on TV hundreds of times, I got brain lock. I couldn't even put a sentence together. And they had to stop the taping. We did it again. I got brain lock. They stopped the taping. Again for me. And Brenda looks at me. And she lied to make me feel better. She told me it's happened to her a dozen times. And then we restarted. Went to somebody else first. I got back into the flow and everything was fine and dandy. All she wanted to do was make me feel better. We had a blast doing Bulls and Bears. lot of laughs, a lot of great fun. And you always ask yourself the question of, why her? Why does such a good woman? And they always say, God works in mysterious ways. I am going to miss her. I remember the first time I ever met her, because I had, you know, celebrity eyes, because I always watched her on TV. And she was a true fighter in the biggest sense. Rest in peace, Brenda. And the Terry Keenan, who hosts Cashing In when I got to Fox, also passed a couple years ago. I believe she had a brain aneurysm or something like that. These are the two people I spent most of my TV time with, along with Neil Cavuto. And just a very tough weekend. And you can go onto my Twitter feed, and you can see the great, I don't know if the word's great, but the video of Neil talking about Terry with Brenda with some video. All right, that all said, this is a show about you and all the things that affect you and your buckos and all points in between. It is money in politics, the markets in politics, money in Washington, the markets in Washington, and everything else together now more than ever. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kolpom. You can email me, just be nice. No, really. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes. Webcast button to get the latest webcast. And, you know, there's other stuff there. All at GaryK.com. The quick Trump land today. As you know, it's not just Trump land, but it's also the scumbag media land. Now, let's, full disclosure, I'm 50-50 on the dude. Half the stuff, I don't like what he's doing. Half the stuff, I do. So I am not in the tank. I just like policy that is logical. But the media couldn't give a crap. And it's unfortunate. As I told you weeks and weeks and months ago, that they are going to do everything possible to destroy him. They did the same thing to George Bush. George Bush didn't fight back, but this guy does. And when he fights back, it only gets worse. So you know what the new mantra is that came out over the weekend? No, really. Now Donald Trump's an anti-Semite. So with 2 weeks to go in the Obama administration, Obama pisses all over Israel. Trump completely defends them 1,000%, but he's an anti-Semite now. They're saying he's an anti-Semite because there's been some attacks, and there's also been some bomb threats to a bunch of Jewish community centers around the country. And he wasn't quick enough in saying something. So he's an anti-Semite. We're going to continue to report the facts to you, ladies and gentlemen. We will continue to show complete truth, no bias, no agenda, no ulterior motive. If Trump stinks, we'll tell you. If he's great, we'll tell you. But we will be insistent on telling you that the media continues to destroy themselves. They don't care because they get to report on themselves, kind of like Congress gets to vote on themselves. And I want to make sure the truth comes out. When he does right, yes. When he doesn't, wrong. But it is, I'm almost wanting to start a new business just on the watching of the media and what they do. So they're bringing people on, call him anti-Semite. He wasn't quick enough, and that's a lie because he's been talking about equality for all for many a moon and completely against terrorism and terroristic threats and attacks. I don't even know what to say. I'm almost speechless at this point in time. I don't know what's going to come next. I am in hopes he just keeps his head down and does not worry about it, because these people are in Bellevue. They need straitjackets, rubber rooms. I don't even know where it even go at this point in time after watching what I watched today. Forget everything else they've pinned on him. I don't even know how this guy went through life for 70 years, being a hateful anti-Semite, anti-black, anti-this, anti-that. That's what they say about everybody on the right. Anyway, what does that have to do with you and your money? He's got to get his policy through. Lower taxes, what a concept. Less government spending, what a concept. More money kept in the economy, what a concept. Less rules, what a concept. We can run our lives without these bureaucrats, what a concept. Negotiate better deals. Instead of just paying for a plane whatever they charge, negotiate and get them down and leave that money in the treasury. What a concept. A concept that I don't know if they understand. There was a protest in downtown Orlando today. This woman had the you-know-whats to stand up there and say, Trump doesn't care about our tax dollars. After Barack Obama put us $9 trillion more in debt, I almost stood up and said something, but there was this big 6'5" liberal guy there that I thought could stomp on my head. I decided to be smart. Up next on The Edge, full market wrap. Market's never going down ever again. Movers of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you had a good three-day weekend. I will be in New York this coming weekend for my parents' 60th anniversary. Count it. 60th anniversary. Boy, oh boy. Hope it warms up a little bit. Last time I was in New York, it was quite the cold. Anyway, once again, we thank you for being here. This is Serious Talk About You and Your Buckos and All Points in Between with a little comedy injected. Let's get going. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. You can shut the music off now. No gray areas. We're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Well, the main questions I've been getting is, how long can this go? How far can this go? Answer is, beats the heck out of me. Bullish and bearish phases can go farther and longer than anybody could ever imagine. And just don't fight it. Simple as that. It's as simple as that. And I think what you have here is a combination of a lot of cash on the sidelines combined with everything that's happened since the election. I also want to say that I think the economy's accelerating a little bit here. Now, I don't know whether that sticks or not. There's been anecdotal evidence. Time will tell. But we're just letting you know, since the breakout of November 9th and the subsequent re-breakout, there's been nary a bad day. Dow 118 today, and today it was Home Depot on its earnings, up $2. Boeing up almost $3. Chevron a buck. Goldman Sachs a buck. And United Health bounces $3 after being down, I think, 5 or 6 on Friday. And Walmart was up $2. And here's a great example of what we explained to you about stocks reacting to crappy numbers. Walmart's earnings were down a whopping 13%. Revenues were flat. Stock was up $2. Okay? As we have told you, and as we think we have taught you, the main mantra you must have, it's not the news. It's how things react to the news. And when supposed bad news is not only sold off, but is actually bought, you got the best of the worlds. In bear markets, the best news is sold off. In contrast to what we're getting some of right now. And I repeat, how long it lasts, how far it goes, is anybody's guess. We don't know. What we do know is that when the market gives us clues that it's getting in trouble, we'll yell it. That's all. But right now, not much. The same areas we don't like, a lot of the retail and things like that, we'd still avoid. But overall, I repeat, I still have not much to complain about. Now, I've also been getting questions about climatic meltups and washes to the upside, ending the moves. Don't know. A climatic move is just a powerful, constant move to the upside with no downside. Straight up Eiffel Tower. And once you get to the high of that tower, when everybody's sucked in at the most wrong time, the other side of the tower hits and boom, starts heading straight down. I don't know. Right now, this still feels orderly. There's definite frothiness. There is definite bullishness has picked up. But I'm still finding things breaking out of range and acting well. And as we have told you, watch the financials. Watch the semiconductors. In no way, shape, or form are they getting in trouble. Until they get in trouble, market good. And our job will be to continue to let you know what areas versus what not. Every day I look for chinks in the armor, and there are things that aren't working. Bunch of the oils, bunch of retail, a bunch of individual names. But there's more right than wrong. And now, listen up. I'm seeing some real estate stocks breaking out of range today. Seeing utilities breaking out of range today. They had been lagging and lagging badly. Just two other areas that have been weak on a relative basis. Just to let you know. We had been telling you recently we like the better action. But now they're starting to confirm that better action. Up next on the Edge. More this, that, and the other thing. And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show, Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
is Talk Radio. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. A lot of the emails I've been getting have been about me saying earnings down, revenues down, stock up. What is that phenomenon? You know, I was looking at Kimberly Clark. The stock went from 138 down to 113 over about a seven-month period. Since they reported earnings in mid-January, it's gone from like 115 to 134. That was like, 17%. The last 3 days, it's gone from 124 to 134. Well, first off, there's been all these talks about buyouts in the consumer staples companies. That's number one. But it's just a bull move. Money keeps flowing in and out of areas, and anything that didn't work starts working. Kimberly Clark reported earnings. They were flat, revenues flat, the company's not growing. So, and by the way, the last 4 quarters, there's no growth. So if the stock goes up 10%, the valuation goes up 10%. That's all that's happened here. So that's it. Now, maybe earnings start to get strong as we move forward. Time will certainly tell. But what you are getting right now is the definition of a bull move. The market touching almost every area. It ain't touching Sears Holdings, I can tell you that. And again, the job is to simply pay attention and understand what's going on. IBM is a good example. They report numbers. Sales down again. Earnings up a measly 3%, but that included like an 8% tax rate. You put a normalized tax rate in there, and the earnings are down 10%. And the market knows that, but the market don't care. Stock breaks out at 170, goes to 180 before you say boo. Again, it's not the news. It's how things react to the news. In bull phases, bad news is good news. Good news is even better news. In bear phases, good news is bad news, and bad news is a horror show. So until that dynamic changes, it doesn't. Make any sense? You just got to define the type of market you are in. Simple as that. And you define it by scanning it. And when earnings come out, you look at them and say, boy, those earnings stink. And then watch the stock gap up 10% and realize, well, you have one hell of a forgiving market. Now, I want you to realize that there are people out now talking Dow 30,000. That's almost a 50% move from here. And due to the fact throughout history, the markets return, 6, 7% a year. That means it would take about 7 years to get there. So it's kind of important you don't listen to that crap. You'll only get in trouble. Because I will promise you something. Love and hate are quite close emotions when it comes to the market. especially when they get ridiculously overbought or ridiculously oversold. Ridiculously loved, ridiculously hated. Now, I don't know whether in the ridiculously category as of yet, but it's pretty darn good. Now, I'm getting emails, Gary, what real estate stocks are breaking out. Hey, guys and ladies, you can do some work. You can Google the words new high list on the market and do some work. I'll give you a couple of names. Vornado Realty Trust, VNO. There's one. Okay. You want a second one? Hudson Pacific Properties. Symbol HPP. Just about there. And of course, we are not advocating these. We're not telling you to buy, sell, hold. We're just pointing out for your review that these are things that are moving out of range. They may fail tomorrow. Utilities also starting to emerge above first area resistance. So the stronger utilities are actually moving above range. Go find them. Of course, this is not high beta stuff. And we also like to tell you that the dividend yields that they used to have years ago, they're not even close. I remember they used to have 5 and 6. I'm seeing 3s. I'm seeing a mortgage REIT at new highs that pays a 10% dividend. I'm not giving that one out. And the reason being, I don't want you guys jumping on it only because I mentioned it. Go to the new high list in the market. Look under mortgage REITs, real estate investment trusts. So we're just letting you know. Market still be acting good. I can hardly find a chink in the armor except what we told you last week. Sentiment is now getting extremely bullish. And the market is very stretched, extended, and overbought to the upside. But as of this second, refuses in any way, shape, or form in pulling back. That's all. And as I said earlier, in fact, finding a few new breakouts and a few setups that look ready to break out. Just letting you know. And as we have always told you, if things change, we will gladly let you know. Now, the other side of the coin, listen carefully. It's easiest to isolate weakness when the market is strong. So if you have stocks in your little thingamabob that not only are not participating but are heading the wrong way, start reviewing. Because if the market tops, the weakest names don't really go up. They lead on the way down. I call it culling weakness. And what you always want to do is get rid of the weak and replace it with the strength. How you do it, you get to decide. But right now, Markin's in position. By the way, one other group, and I don't know if they're going to get going or not, but the housing stocks, the pure play housing companies, look like they're ready to set up to move above range. It's a setup right now. They haven't broken out, but they look like they can. And with the utilities and the real estate stocks looking like they want to go topside here, the next interest rate sensitive group is the housing. So if I were you, I'd be watching those too. The pure play housing stocks. The builders of houses. And if they do move above range, we'll gladly let you know. Again, they're kind of sort of not beta. But who the hell knows? One really never knows when something starts moving, how far they're going to end up going, for how long. Up next on The Edge, movers of the day. Whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
All right, so we did another patented Gary contest with you guys. And nobody won. My favorite all-time scene on Seinfeld was Kramer and Mickey's double date. When the two twin girls... They were double dating, but didn't even know what their names were. And each didn't even know who they wanted to be going out with. So they decided they would show up at the restaurant early, sit down, and whichever girl sat down next to them is the one that would be their girlfriend. Instead, they showed up late, the girls were already sitting, and then they fought over the table. And they jumped on top of each other. And then at the last second, Kramer's holding onto the table and Mickey grabs him and takes him down. By the way, they weren't twins, but they were close, the girls. Go watch it. To me, the funniest scene in all, just scene. There's better episodes, but the funniest scene in all of Seinfeld. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to think of something that somebody can definitely win. The problem is you can't do trivia contests anymore. So you got to do Gary's favorite something, or I'll come up with something. And what were we at 500 gift card? Maybe we'll raise that up. So basically, and go watch that whole episode because Kramer and Mickey were like, "Wow, that was a great, great, great partnership." I think they only did two or three. Mickey was in two or three episodes. The one where they had a practice is being sick at a certain illness. And then I believe there was one where Mickey was heightening. You know, because he's a small person. And anyway. That was the contest. And by the way, I'm watching it right now and I'm just cracking up. Absolutely cracking up. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. No, I don't think so. George the Animal Steel and Ivan Koloff both passed away. Two of the great character, bad guy wrestlers of all time. George the Animal Steel did turn good at the end. I did mention George the Animal Steel. I don't think I mentioned Ivan Koloff, though. Anyway, as you know, I'm a sicko psycho professional wrestling fan. Everybody used to make fun of me. Nobody makes fun of anymore. There'll be 70,000 people at WrestleMania this year. Everybody loves it. Anyway. And congratulations to one of my favorites, Diamond Dallas Page, into the Hall of Fame. And I will be at the Hall of Fame that night, because it's going to be here in Orlando. I am quite the excited. Movers of the Day. By the way, go watch that Mickey episode. On this day, see if we can find anything here. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, up 12-78, being bought out by restaurant brands, a QSR. They own Burger King and Tim Hortons restaurants. Good move. I think it's a good move. Good fit. Amazon up 11, moves edges out of a range going back to September. Priceline 9. Rogers Corp. Let me write. Nah, it doesn't trade enough. Intuitive Surgical up 7. JM Smucker's up 6. Again, a bunch of these Kimberly Clark, Smucker's, bunch of these consumer staple food companies acting well. Pepsi's acting well now again. Five or more. Scripps Network. Tesla. They report earnings tomorrow. TransDime. Chipotle. Lithia Motors. Let me write that one down as I got you here. Alliance Data Systems. Westlake Chemical on numbers, which weren't that good. But that one's off the lows. Three or more. Anthem. NVIDIA right off the 50-day. Stamps.com. Google. Arista Networks. WW Grainger. American Tower. Siemens. Got to write that one down. Mohawk Industries. United Health. We're in the twos. Acuity Brands. Lamb Research. United Rentals. That may break out of a flag here. Essex Property Trust. Watch that one. That looks ready to break out. Big base. Boeing. Group 1 Automotive. So LAD and GPI. Same group moving out of range. Vail Resorts, they're buying some resort now in Stowe, Vermont. And that's it on the upside. We'll stop there. On the downside, we'll see if there's anything. Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel was down 8.5. I love Cracker Barrel. America's Car Mart down 6. So there's one that wasn't so good. Wabtec down 5. Breakdowns. NetTees pulling back. Watch the NetTees. Great reaction to earnings, but too extended. Let it pull back. Unilever down 3 and change. Some buyout and not happening just yet. Two or more. Clovis Oncology. Impinj. HSBC Holdings. Coherent. Biogen. And that's it. That is your ever popular, over the top movers of the day. So again, really nothing bad to report. Now you're getting the real estate, you're getting some utilities, maybe some of these car stocks, and just not seeing anything that you have to get all twisted over yet. Just remember, there is nobody better on earth than seeing a market topping. We've seen nothing of the like. There are areas that are still bearish. Just ignore them. Well, have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Nighty-night all. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,